about.
Welcome back. Your dreams are your ticket out. Good to see all of you together.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about?
Is this real? Is this a real scenario right now?
You sound so ignorant with your generalization.
Nasty-ass bitch.
You are killing me.
I cannot even.
What's the... How come?
Sit down.
I love giraffes.
Well, first question I would have would be why.
I mean, you know, I'm not doing backflips, but I mean...
That's an airtight argument, though.
And now...
What's your favorite band? Because, like, I want to know. I know, like, that's really hard for you.
Who's your favorite band?
Hanson?
Really?
Yeah.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, that's for comedy, right?
I hope so.
Hanson is nobody's favorite band.
I think she might have been the right age at the right time for Hanson to be a big deal for her.
Right, but I think at that age, at the right time, there were other bands that were bigger, more successful, and better.
But Hanson was what, you know, One Direction was for a generation a couple of years ago. I mean, that's your first love if you're a girl sometimes.
I feel like after a decade, you get new bands, maybe.
Yeah, and maybe. But I mean, you'll always have a special place in your heart for whoever your band was, Backstreet Boys or whoever it was, right, Allie?
New Kids. Who are you talking
to? New Kids, right? I mean, look.
Right, but New Kids were New Kids.
Right.
They're on a whole different level from Hanson.
Amen.
That's my point.
Thank you for noticing.
Right.
I don't think I like seeing Hanson slighted like this.
Well, I mean, seriously, though. I mean, there's two little boys and a girl, right, to play drums.
No, they were all boys.
What?
Yeah, they were all boys, all three.
And they did bop.
Sure
That's
did.
Right. I'm out.
Okay.
So how's that anyone's favorite band?
They didn't have a lot of other hits.
Right, that's my point.
But they had a lot of other good songs. And they were so cute.
They were. They
were so darn cute. I'm
going to
allow
hair.
It.
Bean goes with cute with his bands.
I'm going to allow it.
He
I'm going to allow
cute
it. Her favorite
boys
band.
Really
does, he really does.
He
really does love
does.
Cute little boys. Hey, welcome into another all new Kevin and Bean show. Oh, that's your part. You're supposed to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's the 22nd episode.
Blah, blah, blah. Here's a story that I have been following with some interest. Actually, I got to get the update on how the auction went, but Mike Martin has recently passed away. He lived in, is it Beloit? Allie, do you know Beloit, Wisconsin? You probably have heard of the town.
I have not. Is it near Sugartit?
Well, I'm not sure if it's near Sugartit, but it's B-E-L-O-I-T.
It's a real city name, people, by the way, before you start firing off emails.
Anyway, he passed away. And as is often the case when a person dies, what are you going to do with his stuff? You know, a lot of times they bring in an auction house or something like that, and they just gather up all your possessions and sell it off because we all leave nonsense behind. If you had it, by the way, this is one of my pet peeves. If you had advance notice you were going to die, what you should, then you could arrange for all of your stuff and you could decide ahead of time where it's all going to go and sell off stuff and do all that. But sometimes you just don't know.
So that's your pet peeve is that you don't know when you're going to die?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's your pet peeve.
Remember
I get so mad at that.
It isn't fair.
It's not
genius,
today.
The genius idea I came up with years ago, which is that every year on your birthday, you find out, somebody
That's
tells
right.
you whether it's your last year or not. They come to you and they go, okay, that was your last birthday. So you know sometime in the next year you're gone. And that gives you an opportunity to get your affairs in order.
Right. But at this point, really, you should just consider each year your last.
How? That sounds very
dare you. So Mike Martin passed away. So what happened to his stuff? Well, in this case, his stuff has made news because he collected mannequins. And he didn't just collect mannequins. He collected mannequins that he then did surgery on to give them breasts the size of melons. That was his thing. He had 60 life-size dolls that he began refurbishing back in the late 90s. He only stopped recently once Alzheimer's made him too sick to continue.
Well, I like boobs. Big boobs.
His wife, Maxine, by the way, who survived him.
His wife?
Oh, she had a love
that guy had a wife.
does That's not crazy. Want the mannequins now that her husband is gone. She would like them out of the house. Some people are making fun of it online, but everybody collects something, said Rich Ramph of Bellowit Auction and Realty, a longtime neighbor of the Martins. Whenever he heard there was a mannequin for sale, he would go get it. They had a small Ford or whatever it was, and he would strap them to the top or put them in the back seat wherever he could put them. So he was a retired electrician. He first got into mannequins back in the late 90s. He would dress them up, and then he, as I said, he had a process where he used resin called Bondo to enlarge their breasts until, this article says, the size of beach balls.
They don't look quite
that big in this article. He would comb estate sales for gowns and accessories. He'd painted details onto them. His wife, by the way, was not a fan, it turned out, Kevin. You were incorrect on that.
Was not a fan of?
Of the mannequins.
Oh, yeah.
Of the mannequins, yeah. She,
I would think she would really love it.
She didn't love it.
Okay.
He told her he would stop. Their daughter, Lisa, said, my mom tolerated it, but by no stretch
did he had a daughter, too?
Yes, he did.
So that means he was having sex with humans.
At least once.
At least once.
Oh. My mom tolerated it, but by no stretch of the imagination did she like it. He got up to 10, and he told my mom he wasn't going to get any more. Then as time went by, he would find more, and then he would find a couple more, and then he found a few more. So again, he ended up in a house with 60 mannequins that he would do 60 that he would do hair and makeup for, that he would buy pretty outfits for, and again, all with humongous boobies.
Check out those gigantic knockers.
And that was his life. And now there's an auction, and they're selling the collection, and you can buy a mannequin here or there.
Oh,
you can buy the outfits.
Bede's already bid, hasn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, no, I
come on now.
Mannequins are way too low tech for me.
Does it say how much they're going for?
I'm holding out for the sex robots.
These big cans are 1/3 larger.
Prices range from $12 to $70 is what it says here, which seems
that's
a bargain.
Yeah, if he's buying gowns and accessories,
yeah,
doing up a little cat eye,
used.
Be glad you have boobs.
There's no indication that there was sexy time going on with the dolls here, Kevin. He's just dressing them up and having them around his house.
Yeah, because he doesn't. Yeah, sure.
They're not anatomically, accurate.
How do you know that?
Because they're
four
mannequins.
And why is he doing surgery to give them bigger boobs?
Yeah, if he's doing that kind of surgery, he might be cutting out other areas.
That's what I'm saying.
Think he's also building part? I see what you're saying.
Well,
heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans.
I feel like that doesn't work.
All right.
Great knockers.
Mr. Mike Martin, what I'm saying. Wow. He will be missed.
He has big, big boobs.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeto, shall we?
I wish it were up to me, because the answer would be no, and all of this would be over.
Dr. Drew's on the show today.
Yeah, he is.
Like he is on Thursdays. Thursdays, we also talk to Jim Rome about sports. We have a new Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
It's a good one.
We have a new Trump date. A lot of news going on with Donald Trump. I don't know if you've heard. He's running for president.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
He'll never get out of the primaries.
We have a brand new internet roundup for you. We have actress Cheryl Hines in the studio, who's on this new show, Son of Zorn. Did you guys see it?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's fun.
It's weird, but this is the first time I think it works.
Yeah.
Where there's some animation, but it's mostly live action.
Yeah.
Sort of strange. I like it.
Yeah.
And tickets for WWE Raw. So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock.
God.
This K-Rock.
I need to find out more about this.
How did you?
We will. We'll find out more about it just after the top of the hour.
I thought it was for the whole bus.
10
no.
minutes.
He's just
10
so
minutes.
Disconnected from life and the world.
I'm concerned with how he cleans his butt now.
Right? Man's never used a Q-tip. I'll
that's what I'm
that
saying,
much.
Right?
No, I'm not kidding.
I know. It's weird. And,
right?
It's
weird.
Can have been proven right by medical science. In fact, by the way, just as an aside, as a PS here, I got a physical a few weeks ago, and I asked my doctor specifically, I said, will you settle this discussion I've been having at work about Q-tips? And he said, absolutely not. You should never put a Q-tip in your ear because all it does is push the wax further into your ear and can cause some real problems.
You know, a lot of people use Q-tips to clean the outer ear, not the ear canal. The outer
Don't do
ear.
It is what he
You're
said.
You're not jamming it into your ear canal.
Right. You're doing that wrong. But it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. The fact that you've never done it where everyone else in the world has done it shows you to be the alien robot that you are. That's the point.
Or I have delightful self-cleaning ears.
But
sure.
You don't.
We're going to get back to the B-hole in about 5 minutes. But first, Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
It's all about celebrities and clothing.
All right.
This whole thing. Bill Murray had his birthday yesterday, right?
Yes.
Well, he just announced he's launching his own line of golf clothing. The William Murray Golf Collection. Right? Whatever it is, I'm buying it.
Sure.
The collection includes a brand logo, which is Bill's silhouette tossing a golf club over his shoulder, which is perfect. The collection includes polo shirts, buttons up, golf shorts, hats, t-shirts, all inspired by, in the words of the brand, the world's most irreverent golfer, Bill Murray. The full line goes on sale next month, but limited pieces are on sale now on thechive.com. He's in partnership with them online, so you can check it out and buy some Bill Murray clothing.
You think this is because of Caddyshack? You think that was the jumping off point for people associating Bill Murray with golf?
Yes.
Nike has announced the release date of their legendary Back to the Future self-lacing shoes. The Nike HyperAdapt 1.0 sneaker, inspired, of course, by Michael J. Fox in the classic movie, will be available starting Monday, November 28th. You put your foot in the shoe, it lights up. A pressure sensor in the sole triggers the shoe to tighten. It tightens up around your foot,
saving you all that time.
I think that's
Listen, cargo shorts. I'm not talking to you about anything about fashion.
They're sneakers.
Or anything else.
I know sneakers.
I know sneakers. They are 4 foot.
Are we gonna go?
No, you bore me.
You think that these shoes are because of
Back to the Future? The HyperAdapts also require charging, however, because, technology. But a full charge is supposed to last 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks you have to charge your shoes.
Bend over and tie your shoes, you goddamn animal.
You bend over.
What?
And speaking of bending over, congratulations to Megan Fox. She is now the new brand ambassador for a little company called Fredericks of Hollywood.
Oh.
All right.
Now, that name may not mean something to some of you, but Fredericks of Hollywood, back in the day, that was the John for lingerie. Before your Victoria's Secret, before everyone else got into the business, it was just granny panties, and then on this side, Fredericks of Hollywood. That's where the sexy stuff lived. And so they're coming back in a big, big way with Megan Fox. Not only will she be the brand ambassador in the face of Fredericks, but she'll be designing lingerie as well, and you'll be happy to know we'll be modeling many of their lacy under things as well.
I'll allow it.
So Megan's first collection for Fredericks will be available next year for its spring 2017 campaign.
Right?
Do you think they got busy with her because she's sexy and they sell lingerie?
Look. No one had mentioned Caddyshack.
Today's celebrity birthday.
Thought it was worth.
Tommy Lasorda is 89 years old today. Hey, TL, right? T Lass.
Nope.
T Sword.
Just Tommy.
I don't think anyone calls him any of those things.
T.
Nope.
Tommy.
TL.
Tommy.
Toll.
No.
Scott Baio, legendary political savant. Scott Baio is 56 years old today. Billy Piper. Oh, Billy Piper. Billy Piper.
Who's Billy Piper?
She was one of Doctor Who's companions. Also was at a show on Showtime called Confessions of a Call Girl, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah. Very pretty.
Yes.
Laura Vandervoort. Laura Vandervoort. Ooh, Laura Vandervoort. Supergirl from Smallville, and she was also in V, 32 years old today. And Emmy Award-winning actress Tatiana Maslany is 31 years old today. Congratulations to her from her show. Orphan Black. What's going on?
Kevin loves her.
I know.
I do love her.
That's why I looked at him, because Kevin loves her.
Was anyone surprised during her Emmy speech that she's not British?
A little bit, yeah.
I was so surprised, because BBC is Orphan Black. That's their show. I thought for sure she was a Brit. Or maybe she is and just doesn't have an accent.
I don't think so. I've seen her at Comic-Con.
When she came in, Ralph?
She came in one time, and then I saw her at Comic-Con.
I wasn't here when she came in. But
yeah, she's the best.
She's Canadian.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Practically British.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of them up there. No, it's like a satellite office for England and France. They got a lot of weird voices going on up there, eh? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, WWE fans, Monday Night Raw is coming to town at Staples Center on October 3rd. We've got tickets you can win later this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show and qualify for ringside tickets. We'll announce that tomorrow. That's coming up on K-Rock.
Let's talk about a new product that I did not know I needed. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know I needed it, but apparently I do. And it's called My Shiny Hiney.
Is anyone surprised that DJ Omar Khan brought this product to our attention?
No. Not even a little.
No one spends more time considering his own butt than Omar Khan.
That's true. Yeah. This is a this is a beehole brush.
Well, it's the world's first personal hygiene rear-end brush is what it is, Kevin.
Right. I mean, they say rear-end, but have you seen it?
I have not.
Yeah, it's uniquely shaped.
Yeah, it's for a specific part of your rear end.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
And here's some of the commercial so that you can see if you want it for yourself.
There's nothing better than feeling clean and confident. But are you really as clean as you should be? Not unless you've taken care of a very personal area that requires special attention. Stop resorting to one of these options. Now there's a solution. It's My Shiny Hiney.
Okay,
a
stop.
Special.
First of all, how difficult a decision was it for the voiceover actress to accept this job? Do you think she thought, do I want this on my resume? Is it worth it for the $200?
Probably.
Oh, I'd do it for free.
Right?
Yeah.
And second of all, what are they referring to when they talk about other options that seem to indicate we have been doing it wrong all these years because My Shiny Hiney wasn't available until now?
Like a face cloth was one of the pictures. Just things you're in
loofah.
The... A loofah. Things you're in the shower with that you would clean your... area.
Right. So now we're learning there's something better, more tailor-made. For
yes.
Us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
A specialty cleansing brush with an ergonomically designed handle to easily access that difficult-to-reach spot.
Okay. They never really say what it is, but by looking at the product, you go, okay, yep.
So in other words, you can tell from the shape of the brush where it's meant to go. Mm-hmm. Now, next time we have Dr. Mo on from the hospital, let's find out how many My Shiny Heinies he's had to surgically remove.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
My Shiny Heiny comes in six colors and includes a suction cup shower holder, so it's...
Okay. That's the part that I was like, wait, why?
If there's a suction cup shower holder.
So it's always in your shower. So people.
Available.
Like if you live with someone, they're constantly looking at the thing that you clean your butthole with.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that seems like maybe that's something that should be in a drawer somewhere
right.
in
but
your
that's,
room.
But that's a trade off for it being available when needed.
And
point,
available
know?
In six colors,
right.
by the way.
Yeah.
My Shiny Heiny comes in six colors and includes a suction cup shower holder, so it's always right where you need it. The formed bristle brush is specially designed to reach every fold and wrinkle.
Now that's my favorite part. Every fold and wrinkle.
It's not a large area. It's not like we're trying to buy a product to paint an entire house with. I mean,
right.
It really is just a tiny little area. How much brush do you need for every fold and wrinkle? Not
how
much,
many
I
folds do you have?
Right.
Maybe you should take care of that. I mean, come on.
Are they? I mean, look. I know the thing about infomercials is they got to sell, man.
Sure.
They got to hype it up. They got to make it, everything sound great. But is this just a brush? Is that all? Is there anything special or exceptional about this program or not?
It's the perfect shape to take care of that area. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it also looks like it costs 4 cents.
Tops.
Maybe. But wait, there's more.
Plus, there's a soft silicone brush for fingertip control. Literally.
Now, this is a brush that you can put on. You literally put your finger in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what Yo Gabba Gabba is, it looks just like Fufa. That you just slide Fufa right onto your finger, and then you could just do your business back there with your own finger.
Now, I feel like if you have the stick with the little thing, why do you need the finger?
I mean,
the question
I
has never been asked before.
Never been asked worse before. I know that. I think it's personal preference. I think there are some people who maybe don't want to dig that deep, get that close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there are people who want a little distance between themselves and the butt.
My Shiny Heiny is especially handy if you have a limited range of motion due to age, injury, or stiffness. Good hygiene is the first defense against infections and disease. My Shiny Heiny puts unparalleled cleaning power right in your hand. Order My Shiny Heiny now for just
$19.99.
$19.99. Wow. Mm. Hey, what kind of infections and diseases are happening?
that I'm not aware of?
I don't know.
What is it I should have been terrified by my whole life and didn't know until My Shiny Heine came around that I'm in danger of?
I don't know, but it seems to be geared toward much older people because they say, you know, as you age, maybe you don't have the...
the mobility to reach it. There's a long handle, so it's
The handle is like 3 feet long. You could get it from the other room.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Order My Shiny Heine now for just $19.99 and experience the joy of feeling truly clean. And there's more. My Shiny Heine Cleansing Cream. Available in three fragrances.
Three fragrances.
That's great. So you're now putting perfume on your butt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Removes odors and impurities to leave you feeling fresh and smelling great all day long. And for a brighter complexion, there's My Shiny Heine Lightning Cream.
Okay, now, this is to have the effect of bleaching the beehole.
Sure.
Because you don't want it to be, maybe you don't want it to be as dark as it is.
No, mm-hmm. No one wants that.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know who knows what color it is.
People know, Kevin. Do they? Yeah.
Well, if it's too dark for your liking, they have a lightning cream that will change it.
Now, I guess I'll ask you, Allie, because you're in the dating pool. But are people judgy now as to what that area is looking like? I mean, are they rating it?
I feel like it started a while ago with porn stars. And porn stars would go into this place and get their beehole bleached. And then it kind of made it a little more mainstream.
But we were just talking about how they seem to be shooting for 70, 80, 90-year-olds that have no mobility. Why do they care?
Lots of folds and wrinkles.
I don't think they do. What color it is?
I don't think they do.
Well, it's available.
Well, it comes with it. Maybe give it to your grandchild.
Maybe don't do that.
So is there now shame in the beehole community if you're just going natural like it used to be if you didn't, you know, you didn't shave or whatever? I mean, is it the point where now you're kind of required to do something if you hadn't been before?
Is there a beehole community?
There is, for sure.
I'm glad we're going to Allie as the spokesperson for the beehole community.
Thank you.
By the way.
The unique container dispenses the perfect dose of this gentle lightener, which quickly fades dark skin for a more even tone. All ingredients in our products meet or exceed cosmetic quality standards and are made in the USA. Order now and get My Shiny Heine in your choice of color and texture, plus two extra brush heads, the fingertip brush, and shower holder, all for just $19.99.
That's a great deal.
I mean, it seems like a great deal.
I love that they give you extra brush heads because you're really going to use this so much,
you're going to wear it out.
Yeah.
You're going to need backup brushes.
When you destroy this one, we've got another one for you. We did put the video up on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page if you'd like to see it for yourself.
All getting this for Christmas, by the way.
Awesome. I was not convinced until I heard that it was made in the USA, and now I'm all in.
Right?
A lot of people say that political polls are useless because people sometimes don't make up their mind until just before Election Day. But we're getting pretty close, you guys. It's only 46 days till this is all over.
It seems like this presidential race has been going on for 12 years.
It really does. It's been very long and very painful. 46 days to go, and the man who just may well be the next president of the United States is on the phone. It's time for another Donald Trump date.
He's the guy you love to hate. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
Donald J. Trump, thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, sir. How are you?
I'm excellent. And many people are saying I'm the best.
They're saying you're the best at?
Yes, being.
Not being. Oh, just being a human. Okay,
yes.
I got you. Well, how are you feeling now with just a month and a half to go?
Well, it's obvious that I'm going to win. All the polls are saying it. And there's many, many, many voters out there who are hearing the message, and they know what they want to do. They want to make America great again, which is what I do. And it's very, very sad that there's other people who are stupid losers who aren't going to vote for me.
Right. Well, it's a very close election. There's no question that we don't know what's going to happen.
I do. I'm going to win.
You do.
That's
what I do.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
And you'll be winning. America's going to win, and I'm going to win.
Right.
We're all going to win. Everybody gets a plushie.
Oh, really? You give it out free plushies when you win? Oh, that's great. You said last week that you should be doing the news because you know the news before it happens.
I do. I am the most plugged in terms of what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. I have the best sources.
Right.
And I'm very, very, very goodly with words.
Yes, you are. Well, we wanted to ask you about a couple of specific things that have made national news this week. One is the director, Joss Whedon, very popular TV and movie director. He put together a superstar cast of people from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Grey's Anatomy and How I Met Your Mother and Key and Peele and a lot of people. And they kind of put a big star video together against you. And I want to play a clip and get your reaction, sir.
A racist, abusive coward who could permanently damage the fabric of our society.
Do the math. Do we really want to give nuclear weapons to a man whose signature move is firing?
Firing things?
But we can end this nightmare before it begins.
We can save the day.
Cheap shots, Donald Trump, or do they make a point?
Well, personally, I don't think it's fair to call Hillary Clinton a racist. But if they want to, it's First Amendment. I can't stop them, right?
I don't think they're referring to Hillary Clinton.
And also, Joss, what kind of name is that? Gay?
What?
Well, yes, but that doesn't have anything to do with his name. It's just what his parents called him. It's
right.
Joss.
Exactly. And a lot of people are saying, what kind of name is Joss?
No one's saying that, by the way. He's very
well-respected
and admired.
I run people everywhere in the street say, Whedon, is he a weed? Oh, kill it, right?
I don't think anyone's saying
Zero
that, Donald.
Zero people have said that.
Guy just said that to me earlier today.
I feel like you make stuff up sometimes on the fly, Mr. Trump.
You know, everyone I know says that I always don't make stuff up.
Okay, they do.
Wow.
All right. Fig two is your son, Donald Trump Jr., stepped in it a little bit last week when he made a reference to refugees coming to this country as being Skittles and that they would be dangerous. You know what I'm talking about? If you had a bowl of Skittles and I told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful?
Don't eat the Skittles.
Don't eat the Skittles, right.
Right.
A lot of people have said, you know, they're people, they're not candy, and that the odds of being killed by a refugee in a terrorist attack are 1 in 3.5 billion. So really, it's not a fair analogy at all. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, first of all, I have to say that maybe it wasn't the best idea to use Skittles to represent immigrants.
Wow. Very enlightened of you.
Probably should have used Tootsie Rolls. Because they're brown, right?
Wow.
I don't.
Wow.
Or Reese's Pieces.
Wow.
Like yellow and orange and brown.
Right. Okay.
Or like Mike and Ike's.
You're not making it better, Mr. Plenty. Trump.
Rolos.
Yep, you're just naming other candies
now. Lifesavers.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. And
don't eat poison candy, I think, is a good thing to learn.
Well, it is, but that's not
what Halloween's coming
that's
up.
That's not what your son was saying.
That's a good point.
Not what
he was
saying at all.
Thank you, lady. Okay. Thank you, the woman. Because it's important not to eat poison candy at Halloween.
Okay.
Maybe you want kids to die at Halloween.
No.
I don't.
I mean,
a lot
right.
of people have told me that you want children to die
I
at Halloween.
Want
I don't think anyone told you that.
I'm going to make Halloween great again.
Okay.
I'm going to make candy safe again.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm going to stop all the Mexicans from putting razor blades in apples.
They're not doing that. Mexicans are not. All right. Final clip for you, Mr. Trump, and thank you again for your time. We know you're very busy. Is that Seth Meyers had a strong reaction to you finally coming out after all these years and admitting that the president, as the rest of us accepted a long time ago, was born in the United States. Here's what he had to say to you.
The bottom line is this. Trump built his career on a racist lie because he's a racist and a liar. And instead of denouncing that lie, the GOP doubled down on it completely. And now Trump is trying to trick people once again by convincing them he was never really a birther at all. He was still saying the birth certificate could be fake last year. And by the way, I'm not sure the guy who holds fake press conferences, has a fake university, a fake foundation, fake hair, and a fake tan should be the one in charge of deciding what's real.
All right, you're still on board that the president is an American and he was born here.
I am ending this. I'm ending this thing that Hillary Clinton started in 2008.
She didn't start it.
Obama, it was born in America, period, okay? I'm ending this. I'm ending this controversy. So there, you're welcome.
Okay, but you're the one who's been stoking the fires of this controversy. Why couldn't you have done this 4 years ago?
I didn't stoke. First of all, I know a lot of people who say I never stoke. And I can't be a racist and a liar, okay?
You can be both.
But if I'm a liar, okay, then I say, okay, I'm a racist. But if I'm lying, that means I'm not a racist, right?
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's going to take a while for
Your
me.
Your head just exploded?
It did.
Did you see my hotel in Washington, by the way?
You said it was the best hotel in Washington.
Most incredible hotel in Washington, D.C. And I hope you all come stay there when the inauguration happens on January 20th.
Okay.
Are you lying?
No, but I am a racist.
Okay.
Sit down.
about some new music, Green Day? What about that? How about giving us some new music?
They have a new album coming out within a few days, I think. It's on the way. It's almost here.
We premiered one of their first songs from the new
album. Good work, Green Day.
Hey, party people, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Thursday morning. There is a special spot on the internet that you can go. It's the Kevin and Bean page at KREC.com, where we take all the best viral videos of the week and put them in one handy location for you. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
Thank you,
Linda Paul.
Thank you, Linda Paul.
Linda Paul, yes.
Appreciate that. Got a good batch. Hey, Dave, our producer, King of Mexico. How are you, sir?
Hola.
Speaking of hola, the first video, give me a little of that Narcos theme song. This is the show that everybody loves. It's all about the drug lords and everything. But this one's called Barcos. Now, who has the time to recreate the intro of Narcos with dogs? And why?
I don't know the answer to either of those.
But I bet you loved it, right, Kevin?
I did love it.
All right. I mean, it's pretty awesome, but why does it need to exist?
Because dogs are the best.
Okay, I'll accept that.
All right.
This video is interesting to me because I have been lucky enough to fly first class on some airlines in my life, but had no idea that this level of comfort existed on an airplane. This is a flight, if I recall correctly, from Dubai to New York. It is a $21,000 first class airplane seat. And this traveler who documented it got an upgrade. He was in business class. They bumped him up to first class. Kevin, did you watch this video?
I did. I've never seen anything like this.
It's got its own open bar. It's got a big screen television. It's got shades that go down that make it pitch black.
You're in your own room. They
you're in your own
you
room.
It's a little hotel room.
It's
bizarre.
It's fantastic. It's got a door where you're in a room. It's got a shower.
Yes.
You take a shower on this plane, and I think that's the clip we have of the video.
Dreams do come true. I am showering on an airplane.
You know what the best part of that whole experience for me is? That there's no meal time. They just have a full menu, and you can just order whatever you want, whenever you want.
Yeah, I need to fly that.
Pancakes all day, right, Kevin?
All day.
Right?
I'll fly. Are you kidding?
Honest Trailers is back. It's our favorite video series on the internet. Hundreds of movies later, they still can make anything sound dumb, and this time they took on Captain America: Civil War.
Steve Rogers once again pines for the plums of the man that only he and Tumblr really care about as he tries to redeem this brainwashed killer caveman for the second movie in a row.
I don't know if I'm worth all this, Steve.
While ignoring two perfectly good boyfriends who are right there in front of his face.
We need you, Cap.
And now he has to go on the run before he can seal the deal with Peggy Carter's niece? 90 years old and this guy is still a virgin? Someone please have sex with Captain America already. Hell, you know what? I'll do it.
I'm not sure why the timing of this next video, but there's a guy named Leo Moraccioli who has decided to do a heavy metal cover of the Lego theme. Everything is awesome, and it is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
And he does it while dressed as a Lego, too, singing, playing drums, everything as a Lego. It's very funny. Lyft has been doing this. You know, Lyft, it's that rideshare company. They've been doing a series with a bunch of celebrities. Demi Lovato and Shaq did one. DJ Khaled did this one where he goes undercover as the driver. So he's driving customers around. They don't know it's him, and he starts quizzing them about things.
What about DJ Khaled?
There are days where I really don't know what I'm doing, and all I got to do is turn on Snapchat and be like, all right, what's DJ Khaled doing today? How is he going to inspire me today?
What type of music you like?
I love Jay-Z. I love Biggie.
All the icons. That means you got to like DJ Khaled.
Okay, he's a bit much for me.
But why?
He's real dramatic.
I know, but he got everybody on his album. Why is he dramatic?
He's dramatic.
He is dramatic.
Go ahead.
He's so likable, DJ Khaled, isn't he?
No?
Yeah. Am I alone on this?
Yes, really?
He is.
I
like him.
But I like how that girl stuck to her guns. Like, even after he revealed himself, he's like, yeah, you need to tone it down a bit.
I feel like his Snapchat's a little annoying.
Yes.
You could only watch it in about 30-second increments.
Right. I agree with everything everyone is saying. Terry Crews, one of our favorites. He's the most buff guy on TV, one of the stars of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, of course. He has people come in and try what he tells them is a new protein shake, and then he reveals that they've actually been drinking. And by the way, this is a real thing that people do around the world, crickets. These are ground-up crickets, which is supposed to be one of the greatest proteins on Earth, and maybe they're not thrilled to find out that that's what they've been drinking.
You want to know what the secret ingredient is?
Oh, no, I wasn't trapped! I, son of a bitch, I knew this was going to happen today. I knew.
No, it's good, though.
Are they live?
Mm-mm. No, they're already blended up.
How did she know that was going to happen today?
She knew when she woke up she would be tricked by Terry Crews to drink crickets.
Who says I knew this was going to happen today?
More importantly, are they live? She's drinking a shake.
Another great question.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, by the way, crickets are damn good.
Are they?
You season them? Yeah.
I have heard that, yeah. By the way. I've heard that some people say that crickets are the solution to world hunger if they could get more people to embrace eating crickets because it's easy to breed them and they're delicious and they're good for you. So maybe Terry Crews is onto something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Speaking of foods maybe you don't want to put in your mouth, there is something called the Carolina Reaper pepper. Now, look, we've all had peppers that are hot. This is the hottest pepper in the world. These two girls have no idea what's about to happen to them.
These are the world's hottest peppers.
It's still burning? She's just sitting here drooling.
I'll tell you what I like about that one. In this video, they are still playing to the camera for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're making a video and everything, mm-hmm. and we have the hottest peppers, and wow, that hurts. And then at some point, they just turn and they go, I don't give an F about the video. Yeah. I need to save my life.
Yeah, they run in the house. They can't
a medical, a medical emergency at some point, right?
It's so good.
I feel like, I mean, it seemed like your face is on fire after something like that. Like, that seems dangerous, right?
But you know that going in, so.
Yeah.
So and at least they're wearing sports bras.
Where can we get these peppers?
Anyone I don't know. Because I don't think most of us took away that message from that video.
Well, I'm just saying, some of them might get a little
we didn't watch it and go, I got to try that. Right? Allie McKay, I know you have thoughts about the Stranger Things cast. You're a little worried because the success of their show on Netflix has just catapulted them into nonstop media. And they're everywhere all the time doing everything. And before we hear this clip, what's your problem with that?
I just think it's too much too soon. Maybe let them breathe. Just give them a little space. They're being oversaturated. It's too much. I'm worried about Dustin and Eleven. I'm not going to lie.
Well, ahead of the Emmys last Sunday night, they brought him out on stage and for some reason had the cast, again, these are kids from Stranger Things, singing Uptown Funk. I'm not sure why we needed them to do that, but that's what they were doing on Sunday night.
They're damn cute.
Jimmy Kimmel, of course, was a terrific host of the Emmys this year. He's got the next two videos in our Internet Roundup. The first one is, maybe you saw the way he opened the show where he did a bit with Theo from The Cosby Show, Malcolm Joel Warner, and he had former Governor Jeb Bush was on there. And there were outtakes from that are very funny that he put together in a thing he calls Boners and Boo-Boos from the Emmy Open.
You know what? Let me out right here.
Pull over. Okay, Juice?
My button just popped.
And shave that, what am I suggesting? And shave that mug off your face.
Shave that wig off
your face. Oh, shave the wig off your face, you godless, shameless, stinking walk. Hippie.
Take a walk. I need to go to the hospital.
He needs to go to the hospital because he almost injured himself doing that Wham video send up with Jake Ford. Wasn't Jeb Bush fun in that video, by the way?
He really was.
Yes. And he was the surprise.
He should have acted like that when he was running for president.
Right?
Such a likable guy. Tried a little too late.
Also on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, celebrities read mean tweets. A great batch this time around.
Why does Ryan Gosling always look like he's trying to squeeze a fart out without making any noise?
Has Zac Efron ever been in a film where he didn't play a total douche? I've never seen one of his films. I'm just judging by his face.
Oh, how I loathe Nickelback. P.S. F*** you, Wanda Sykes. What's wrong with Nickelback?
That's a very confusing tweet. Yes. And finally, this is my favorite. If you only have time to watch one video in the Internet Roundup this week, this should be the one from The Daily Show. Correspondent Jordan Klepper goes out, and he talks to folks at a Trump rally about their conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton, about Trump, about lots of President Obama, lots of things that have been in the news, and it's fantastic.
It could be AIDS.
What makes you think she has AIDS?
Way her husband used to be.
So you think Bill had AIDS?
Yes.
So how did Bill Clinton get AIDS?
Probably messing around with Magic Johnson.
We don't even know if he's a citizen.
He also does the Muslim principles as far as jewelry is concerned.
Jewelry?
Yeah, jewelry. Certain months of the year, not wearing his wedding ring.
That's a deep cut. Why do you think Barack Obama wasn't in the Oval Office on 9/11?
That I don't know. I'd like to get to the bottom of that.
Wow, mind blown.
I would like to get to the bottom of that also.
Bean? You can see all these videos and so much more at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
The enormously talented actor Cheryl Hines joins us in studio coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday. Good morning, Ralph.
Masterminds is a movie that's coming out in theaters everywhere on September 30th. You can see it early, however, if you'd like to. We're having a special KROQ advance screening of Masterminds on the 26th at the TCL Chinese Theater. The movie looks hilarious, by the way. Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, Jason Sudeikis. Story of a night guard in an armored car company that facilitates one of the biggest bank heists in American history. By the way, based on a true story, though I find it hard to believe that they real people were nearly as dumb as Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig seem to be in this film. If you'd like to come, give us a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through get a pair of passes. See our advanced screening of Masterminds. I can't believe I'm still reporting on this whole Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing, because it's the least most interesting part of the entertainment world to me is relationships and who's dating who and who's married to who. But
and you never know what's true, what's not true.
No, you don't. But I did want to cover this because I thought it was a pretty classy reaction to being sucked in a situation she has no control over. Marion Cotillard has come forward and made a one-time statement regarding the rumor that she was, in fact, the reason that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie broke up, that she and Brad were having some sort of an affair, that there was a private detective hired who caught them in some sort of relationship. So she felt, because she was being dragged into it, that she had to make some sort of statement. And here's what she said. This is going to be my first and only reaction to the whirlwind news that broke 24 hours ago that I was swept up into. I'm not used to commenting on things like this, nor taking them seriously, but as this situation is spiraling and affecting the people I love, I have to speak up. She said, "Firstly, many years ago, I met the man of my life, father of our son and of the baby we are expecting," she said, simultaneously announcing her pregnancy.
Wow.
"He is my love, my best friend, and the only one that I need."
Brad Pitt?
That's not Brad Pitt.
Oh.
"Secondly, to those who have indicated that I am devastated, I am very well, thank you. Finally, I do very much wish that Angelina and Brad, both whom I deeply respect, will find peace in this very tumultuous moment." So
she's pretending that she didn't even have sex with Brad Pitt.
I don't think she's pretending.
That's her angle, right? She's pretending it didn't happen at all.
Can you believe Elvis Presley is still a thing?
No.
Well,
why?
He
How?
Is, and he's going to be again. The Weinstein Television Company has just made a deal to do a 10-part miniseries that will cover the life of Elvis. And the only reason this is the least bit remarkable is because it's the first time that the Elvis Presley estate has ever been involved in a project like this.
First time?
Yes.
Huh.
So not only will they be able to use all of the original Elvis Presley recordings, the music for this film, but the estate is allowing the production company to shoot inside Graceland and use it as a set.
Wow.
Wow.
So everyone's saying this will be the most, well, at least realistic in terms of the Elvis Presley estate and having access to their large library of materials and, of course, to Graceland, too. It's all based on a book from legendary rock and roll journalist Dave Marsh, who wrote a 1992 book called Elvis. That's going to be the main source material. So they've got all that in a row. All their ducks are in a row regarding the production. Now all I'll do, it says in this article, is find a writer and a director. So, you know, little things like that. Little meaningless part.
Who's Elvis? Who's the star? Did you say that and I missed it?
They haven't found a writer or a director yet. They certainly haven't an actor. But I'm still holding out for Carrot Top. I think he'd be the perfect Elvis. He looks like him. He's got the vibe. He's got the energy.
I'm going with Flava Flav.
You like? Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Both great.
Both great choices. Mm-hmm.
Jim, I wish Elvis was still around. What would he be doing if he was around today?
Eating. Eating peanut butter and banana sandwiches. And Sofia Vergara.
Jesus.
What just happened?
Well, I had my hand on the other side of the mic, and I had to cross it to get to the bell.
Wow.
My God.
You just destroyed your whole studio.
Well, how hard is to get your pants off that quickly, right?
Oh, my God.
Your belt buckle's going to hit the microphone.
Oh, jeez.
She's the best.
Yes.
Did you see the premiere of Modern Family last night?
I did not. No, I taped it. Oh,
boy, is that a funny episode. Just they consistently, and I know I say this every time, but I think everyone's taking for granted how good that show is.
Yeah, I agree.
The writing on that show, they do periodically, they'll do an episode which just plays like a genius French farce where people are going indoors and outdoors and down hallways and just missing each other and keeping lie upon lie upon lie in the air. It's just, it's really excellent writing. Anyway, she was on Jimmy Fallon, Sofia Vergara, and she was saying that her husband, Joe Manganiello, is a lunatic for the Pittsburgh Steelers, like just out of his head Pittsburgh Steeler fan. And she was complaining about the fact that half of his wardrobe is just yellow and black. He's got his clothes in the closet. Half of his are regular clothes. The other half are yellow and black. And she finally said she has learned to come to grips with his passion. And she said ultimately that she's happy he's home in his football gear than out somewhere gambling with strippers. So you hear that, women? Hear that, ladies? Be like Sofia Vergara. Appreciate the fact that for the next 16 weeks, we were not going to be available to you on a Sunday. At least we're not out gambling with strippers. Right? Right. Go Texans tonight, by the way. Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tommy Lasorda is 89 years old.
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
Yeah, hi to Jane. Scott Baio. Chachi. Oh, Chachi.
Chachi. Mm.
Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, Charles. Trumpy.
Yeah, I assume he'll have a cabinet post at some point in the Trump administration, I would imagine, right?
Yes, he will be secretary in charge of being in charge.
He's got a lot of experience
he
being
does.
In charge.
He was Charles for all those years. 56 years old today. Billy Piper of Doctor Who. 34 years old. Laura Vandervoort. Supergirl from Smallville, and also she was on V. Most recently, she was on Supergirl again. They had her on as a villain. She's great. 32 years old today. And Emmy Award-winning actress Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black turns 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think we just decided, Kevin, that it has been far too long since we had Cheryl Hines in the studio with us here
yes,
at K-Rock. It has been a long time. Producer, director, actress Cheryl Hines back on K-Rock. How are you, Cheryl?
Oh, you guys. I'm great.
Happy belated.
Yeah, you had a birthday this week.
I did, yes.
Why are you laughing?
Because it was just a weird day. It's weird that everybody knows it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you walk around, like, it's odd the people that are just like, oh, hey, happy birthday. It's like, well, thank you. And I'll take a plastic bag. It's very sweet, you know. Yeah. Why would you know it's my birthday? Thank you.
So in other words, for most of us, it's just close friends and family who may be aware it's your birthday, or maybe your Facebook friends or something like that. But for somebody like you, it's
so
in the paper
famous.
And it's on the radio and they see it at the scrolling at the bottom of Access Hollywood. The most famous
of
all people on the earth. Are you where are you in terms of enjoyment of birthdays? Because there are some people who have just completely decided they don't exist anymore. There's some people just go all out and they have a birthday month. Where do you fall?
I don't really care. I mean,
that's the right answer.
Yeah,
that's the right answer for somebody who's over 11.
Yeah, I know. I have friends who, it like you're saying, like a birthday month. I just got a.
Some have a week.
Yeah,
a
and it's
week.
Like I don't care about my birthday. I really don't care about yours.
Right.
So, but it's you know it's fun if you're out with friends and you want to get guacamole to do
sure.
it.
That's
but
specific.
You said you want to get guacamole and do it.
That's my perfect birthday, doing it with some guacamole.
Right. It does sound like a pretty good evening, though.
Yeah,
I got to be honest.
Okay.
Are you? Do you live here in Southern California still?
I do.
Because you got married since the last time we were here. That's why I asked.
I did.
And I just
did.
Wondered if maybe you've been dragged away to parts in the East.
She married Prince William, for those of you that don't know. And the Queen will not allow her to speak to any of us anymore. So it's sort of weird.
She has a room in the palace where she's not allowed out.
Right. I'm working on my accent so I can really fit in over there. And I almost said, oh, matey. And that's my accent.
Wow, I like it. So, you need more work than you thought, even.
That's my English. That's the best English accent I can find. So you can see I've done a lot of period pieces.
Yes.
Yes, no, I'm still here. I'm still here in California.
But I will say that I've played a lot of poker games with Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very good, to be honest. And I'll tell you why. Because she's too nice. Like, she genuinely feels bad when she takes your money.
Well.
But once she married into the royal family, boom, nothing.
That was it?
Nothing. No calls, no text, no poker, nothing. Cut herself off from all contact.
I've been a little busy. But I do. I want to play. I want to get back
sure.
in the.
Oh, yeah. Sure, of course.
I want to get back in the game,
right?
As we say,
yeah. Cheryl, how is Kevin as a poker player?
You know what, Kevin? It's interesting because we play, and Kevin is—he first of all, he's a good poker player.
Thank you, Cheryl.
He has to get up very early in the morning, as you probably all know. So usually, when people get knocked out, they sit around and we talk, and they wait for the next game.
Maybe they play a cash game on the side.
Yeah, we have a fun time. And as soon as Kevin gets knocked out, it's no goodbye, no,
just
you know,
poof,
go
he's
F
gone.
Yourself. No, it is like he's taillights. And so
I think I've said go F yourself a couple of times. I think I have.
That's what I always hope for.
But it's not to be mean. It's just I got to get up.
It's you've got things to do.
I don't want to hang around with
you. Cheryl, the reason I ask is because we know Kevin pretty well. We've worked together a long, long time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't strike some of us as the kind of person who has a mind that is organized enough to follow a game as complicated as poker, if you get my meaning.
Well, the good thing about poker is you don't have to explain yourself or your thought process. So it's quite possible that he just fakes it and he sits there quietly.
He gets lucky.
Yeah, and just gets lucky. And you think, oh, he must be a great player because he just, you know, knocked out five people. But he could have just been like, oh.
Or.
Yeah.
Or.
Or he is a calculated.
Thank you.
Mathematical genius.
Thank
wow.
You.
Mm-hmm.
What about that,
well,
Bean?
Yeah.
He does have the kind of poker face where you look at him, and not just when he's playing cards, and you realize he's not showing anything.
Yeah, like it's just
you
vacant.
Can't tell. It's just vacant. You can't tell there's anything going on upstairs. I mean, I don't know that vacant is the word.
I think
it's exactly the word.
Yeah,
I don't feel like vacant.
Okay.
Right. Empty. Maybe empty.
Empty.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
These seem negative, but okay.
Yeah.
This is the voice of Cheryl Hines here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are delighted to have her back in studio. It's been a long time since we talked to her. She has been busy personally and also back on TV with a new show on Fox. Now, I'm confused, Cheryl, because your show, Son of Zorn, premieres this Sunday at 8:30 on Fox, but I feel like I watched it on my TV already last weekend.
Well, let me clear that up.
Okay, thank
that
you.
Was officially a sneak peek.
Oh.
And then...
So they just deny its existence after the plan? They go, it's going to debut next Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
So this Sunday is the official premiere. So a few Sundays ago, that was the, hey, if you guys are watching, watch this show and see if you like it. And then this Sunday is the big lineup on Sunday night. They're all new shows, and it's going to be a really fun night.
And Sunday night's a huge night on Fox, obviously, already, right?
With
Family Guy and everything else.
Yeah.
So if it had, when it premiered early, if nobody watched it, would they have just quietly removed it from the schedule and that would have been it?
Cheryl doesn't hear a word from them. Like she can't get anyone to return her text. It's ghosted.
Like after Family Guy, it's just like nothing.
Test pattern
for a half an hour until, the Simpsons and Family Guy is just nothing. I don't know. You know, Fox didn't tell us. That was
okay.
It's probably better that they don't say, look, here's what's going to happen if it doesn't
I'm
go well.
I'm always surprised, though, that you seem to all actors and actresses seem to find out stuff from Twitter and friends and stuff before. It just seems like a back-ass way of doing it.
Well,
why wouldn't they give you the information up front?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Just how what's going to happen and that you've been canceled. A lot of times people find out.
Oh, I know.
Or that they've been renewed. People find out on Twitter.
Or replaced.
Or replaced.
I know.
It's weird.
I was on a show once and I got a cryptic text from from the president of the network that was just like, you've been great.
That's all?
Just like, you know, and it's not because of you or something. And I was like, oh. And then, I was sitting in my chair and I was like, oh. And then the other actress in the show was like, what? I said, did you get a text?
Oh.
And then, you know, like 2 hours later, everybody found out that the show was canceled. But I was like, eh. So I don't know.
That's
strange. No rhyme or reason.
That's a terrible way to find out. You must get offered a lot of stuff, Cheryl. I mean, you're a compliment to any cast. Why Son of Zorn? Like, there must have been something in this specifically that you said, oh, yeah, I got to be a part of that.
Well, first was really hard for me to understand what they were talking about. Because they pitched this show to me over the phone, and I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
It's the story of a barbarian warrior from the island of Zephyria who returns to the United States to be with his son. What's not to understand about that?
That old trope.
Yeah, I'll do it. Right? And then, so I said, I don't even understand a word that any of you guys are saying. And they said, well, will you just read the script and see if you like it? And then I read the script and it was really funny, you know, and the writing was so smart and silly, which, like, I really like that combination.
Right.
And Jason Sudeikis was doing it, and Tim Meadows and Johnny Pemberton. And I was like, well, and, you know, Lord Miller. And I was like, how can I not do it? Mm-hmm. And at that time, it was just a pilot presentation.
So you don't have no idea. Huh?
Yeah. So they were like, look, it's going to be 15 minutes long. We'll just see if it works. And then I thought, well, at the very least, it'll be a really creative, silly, fun experience.
Yeah, fun way to spend a few days.
Yeah. And then it turned into this.
What's the history of, for folks who don't know, who haven't seen the trailer, Son of Zorn? Zorn is voiced by Jacob Sudeikis, and I say voiced because he is a cartoon. He's a cartoon who's living in a real-life world in Orange County, California, and Cheryl plays Edie, his ex-wife. What's the history of partial animation, partial reality TV? There haven't been many shows like this before, have there?
I don't know that there have been any. I mean,
wow. I knew I couldn't think of any, but.
Well, you know, you think of Alf.
But that was more of a puppet.
He wasn't animated,
though.
Right. Yeah. He was a puppet. But, you know, I think Roger Rabbit, but that was also a film.
Yeah.
So that's what's challenging about this show is because, you know, they're doing something that hasn't been done before, because it's tough to crank out a show every week,
right.
a funny, well-written show. And then they're doing, and then they're adding another layer of animating it. So
when I first heard that that's what it was, I got to be honest. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Just because
I know.
Because it may not work, and if it doesn't work, then it's a big failure. But then you watch it and you go, wow, it's written really well.
Yeah.
And they really work it together perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because it's – as soon as you first watch it and you think, I don't know what I'm looking at, and then
– that's what I think with pretty much every show, as Dean was referring to earlier.
Then, like, 30 seconds into it, for some reason, you forget that Zorn is animated and he's just a – quote-unquote normal guy.
Right. He's just the doofus ex-husband, right.
Yeah.
And all right. We got to take a quick break, Cheryl. I have to put you on pause there for 1 second. Cheryl Hines is here. The show is called Son of Zorn. It officially premieres this Sunday night at 8:30 as part of a new Fox all-new lineup on Sunday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk more with Cheryl right after this on K-Rock. The delightful Cheryl Hines in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Her new show is called Son of Zorn. It premieres this Sunday night at 8:30 on Fox. It's very funny. We'll talk more about it in a minute. Cheryl, did you go to the Emmys this year?
I did not. I was in India.
On what? A red carpet.
Same.
In India.
On a red carpet in India.
What? Hold on a sec. Uh-huh. The answer to that question about what you did last weekend is I was in India?
Yes, that's true.
Didn't see that one coming. Please explain.
We were there with Waterkeeper. We went to Ladakh in the Himalayas. And there's a...
Are we being punked?
No,
this
no.
Is real. I'm not sure because she's using a lot of words I don't recognize.
Well, we flew into New Delhi. That sounds familiar.
Yes. Okay. All right.
And there's a, this is interesting. There's a celebration that happens every 12 years called Naropa. And it's a very spiritual celebration. And people come, you know, hundreds of thousands of people come for this. And they take out these ornaments, these bones that they only take out every 12 years. And if you are there and you cast your eyes on these bones, you are enlightened and you automatically in your next lifetime are kind of moved up. So, so you will not get reincarnated as a hungry ghost.
Okay.
So, you know, so that.
Do you know how crazy you sound?
Cheryl's gone. Bye-bye.
Right?
What was your
surprise? I don't have one single story that's that good. I'd like to point out that the original question was, did you see the Emmys? That's where this. That's how this started.
Well, the point is, we were in India to, you know, test their water and make sure that their
water supplies. Don't they have people in India that can test their water? Don't they have to bring in Americans to do that?
Have you ever been to Ladakh?
I can say no. I have not been to Ladakh.
Well, I don't think there's a lot, from my experience, a lot of water testing technology
right.
happening there.
Okay.
So we were, you know.
I will accept your answer then. You know more about that than I do.
It was very dusty. And, you know, the cows walk around on the streets with you.
Did you look at the skull so that you're going to be reincarnated better?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
if you're there and you.
Yeah. I don't want to come back as a hungry ghost.
Right. No.
So I did see. Okay. Yeah, I did see the.
Congratulations.
The bones. Thanks, you guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, good weekend.
Thank you. So, yeah, you guys were on the red carpet doing, you know, your thing, but I.
We were at our homes.
Bigger fish
to fry.
Yeah, we
were just watching on TV. You were either there at home. Those were our only two options as well. We didn't know.
Right. That's all there's no. available to us.
I missed them completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This may be a bad question. I apologize in advance.
Okay,
but
go ahead.
Have you ever won an Emmy?
No.
What?
Mm-mm. I've been nominated.
All those years on Curb Your Enthusiasm, you never won an Emmy?
That's right.
That's outrageous.
I know. I'm furious.
You're not furious.
Now that you bring it up, I hadn't even thought of it until today.
And the pain had just subsided.
It just hit me. Dang it.
You said you were nominated for that role?
Yes.
Who'd you lose to?
Doris Roberts.
Oh, I hate her now.
Rest in peace.
It's hard.
Well,
to
you got the last laugh then, didn't you? Wow.
Bean.
Wow.
Bean.
So you actually
Bean.
Ended up winning. Wow.
Bean. And then 1 year. Gosh, I don't even remember what I should. I probably should have a lot of hate in my heart for that.
You're
woman
totally enlightened now.
That's
remember?
Right.
I'm not worried about it.
You
were staring at bones and stuff.
You do
yeah.
win. All right.
You don't have room in your heart for hate after
yeah.
that.
I don't.
After looking at the
I
skull.
Can't.
The skull.
I can't.
All right. In our remaining time, Ms. Cheryl Hines.
Yes.
Let's make sure people tune in Sunday night for Son of Dorn. You think it's very funny. It's got a great cast. Anything else you would like to recommend about it?
Well, I mean, listen. I think you need to watch it. At least once, because it's something that you haven't seen on TV before. And then I think, you know, if you're interested, you'll find it very funny.
Here's what I'll say. I watched it and loved the writing and the acting in it, and it made it a perfect show.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really...
you sort of go, okay, well, I don't know how it's going to be, because there's actual animation and live action together, but they do it so well, and it's written so well.
Yeah, I mean, the writers are amazing, because not only are they writing, you know, a sitcom and funny stuff, but then there's this element of Zorn being a warrior and happy to drink blood out of his enemies' skulls and things like that that you wouldn't think you'd see in Orange County, but
right.
I don't know. They work it in, and it's hilarious.
Is it you've probably been asked this a billion times, but is it difficult? Is your part difficult to do when you're opposite, I assume, a green screen or something that's not there, or stand-in or whatever? It's not, you're not working
Isn't
with Jason Sudeikis.
Stand-in, 6'7"?
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's huge because Zorn is huge.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
He's
very
muscular.
He is kind of hot. That's weird.
It's weird. I'm attracted to him.
Yeah, me too.
Weird.
I'm attracted.
Well, you married him.
I married him and divorced him. And then now he's back. And, you know, he's shirtless all the time.
Yeah.
He has a great
body. He really does have. I mean, if I looked like that, I would never wear a shirt as
right.
well.
Why would you? Right. Why would you? It is kind of hard. You know, listen, it's not the hardest thing in the world, but. And actors do it all the time when, you know, when an actor is doing a close-up, it's usually they're just looking into the camera mat and somebody's off camera doing the lines. So it's just like doing that kind of work, but all day long you're just looking at nobody and trying to imagine what they're doing and how they would react and then react to your imagination. Yeah, I've lost my mind, you guys.
Well, it sounds like it. You gotta be honest.
Well, the show is very funny, Cheryl, for reals. We wouldn't just tell you
Thank you.
We're really excited.
You know what?
About
it. I believe it because I know you guys.
Yeah. Son of Zorn.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, because listen, I know what you do here.
What is.
You guys are
that
like.
That sounds negative.
Well, I'm just. No, it was meant as a compliment.
No, it wasn't.
I feel like you're truth tellers.
Thank you.
At all costs.
What does that mean, at all costs?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Even when it's hurtful, what Cheryl is saying is we
because,
say
but,
how we
by
feel.
By the way, here's what I do and don't like about you guys.
this has turned.
The birthday bell.
And I thought
bell.
We were saying goodbye. No. Oh, the birthday bell. Here we go.
Amen.
I mean, honestly, listen, I'm, like I said, I listen to you guys every day, except yesterday because I was working. But
in India.
And I'm driving, you know, I'm minding my own business, like driving my daughter to school, and it was my birthday, and they're like, Cheryl Hines, and then it's like, oh, I don't know, should we tap the bell or shouldn't we?
This was like several years ago, right?
This was several years ago, and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like pulling up to carpool, and I'm like, oh my God, are other people listening to K-Rock right now? It's like, just don't tap the bell, but don't talk about it. Like, I don't need a whole discussion.
You don't need them weighing in.
No! Yeah. I don't give a frog's fat ass if you want to tap the bell or not, but don't talk about it.
Okay.
That was
sure
my-
enough. That night we were playing poker and she was yelling at me. Bring it or don't. I don't care.
Just don't talk about it
for like 5 minutes. That's ridiculous.
I don't even want to know what happened yesterday.
The bell was
that
you got a bell.
Yeah.
The conclusion is you get a bell.
Yeah. Oh. So let's make a pact and just say ring it every year and then.
Deal.
Deal.
Then you won't have to live through that ordeal.
Please. It was too hard.
Son of Zorn. Sunday night at 8:30 on Fox. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Cheryl Hines. Thank you so much for coming, Cheryl. We love it.
Thank you.
Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Can't just say that and then expect it to just go on.
I can't even go on. I can't even do it. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39.
We have tickets for you for WWE Monday Night Raw coming up. We got a new Bean Makes Us guest, Jim Rome Talks Sports, Dr. Drew on the program today. And, of course, starting at 9 o'clock again this morning, your tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Staples Center. And you qualify for a trip today to see them in Seattle, Washington. So from 9 till 4, win your Chili Pepper tickets for the Southern California show, and then you're eligible for the grand prize drawing at 5 to go see them, this time in Seattle. That's coming up on K-Rock.
FunnyOrDie.com has a series called Between Two Ferns, and Zach Galifianakis is the host, and it is seriously the funniest thing that you'll ever see.
I feel like they do these about once a year now.
They don't do them as regularly. Yeah,
it's not a blistering pace of interviews.
Now, the questions are supposed to be obnoxious. Uh-huh. Zach plays a host that is supposed to not know anything.
Yeah.
And he's insulting them sort of without them knowing, and most of them understand that going in and then play along with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be super awkward.
Right, that's the goal.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear this, and you're going to hear Hillary Clinton sounding sort of upset or whatever, but she really plays along with it well, considering the stuff he says to her.
Yeah. And we didn't know until this morning that this interview had even been taped, but apparently it was a couple of Fridays ago on that same date that she was diagnosed with pneumonia. She made some time to sit down with Zach Galifianakis, and I have not heard this yet, so I'm very excited to get into it.
So good. Well, he starts off by coming in a Halloween costume to scare her.
Uh-huh. Sneak up on her.
And he gets taken down by the Secret Service. So that's what you're going to hear at the beginning.
Zach! Oh. Just trying to scare her. Just... I'm not getting the Halloween spirit of it all.
Not a good idea around the Secret Service. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just... Let's start.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Hillary Clinton. Not to take away from the historic significance of you perhaps becoming the first female president, but for a younger generation, you will also become their first white president. and that's pretty neat too.
And she just looks. She just looks at him. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, what can you possibly
first say? President. So she just deadpans, looks right at him.
As secretary, how many words per minute could you type? And how does President Obama like his coffee? Like himself? Weak.
Because you think he's going to say black, and he says weak.
Standing out.
Come on. And now she responds to the question like, how fast could you, how many words per minute could you type?
You know, Zach, those are really out-of-date questions. You need to get out more.
What happens if you become pregnant? Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I could send you some pamphlets that might help you understand.
First, you supported Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. And then you were again.
I want you guys to just understand at the beginning of this, this is the long game, Bean. He's going for the long game, and it is so funny at the end.
Might help you understand.
First, you supported Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, and then you were against it. I think that people deserve to know. Are you down with TPP?
I'm not down with TPP.
No, you're supposed to say, yeah, you know me. Like the hip-hop group.
Don't tell me what to say.
Fine, lose. Country goes to
fine, lose.
Fine, lose, he says to Hillary Clinton.
Is great.
He has balls.
I
can't believe the things he says. I just can't believe it.
Let's talk about Trump.
Let's.
When you see how well it works for Donald Trump, do you ever think to yourself, oh, maybe I should be more racist?
I really regret doing this.
Any regrets over losing the Scott Baio vote?
Not a one.
So it wasn't heartbreaking that...
No.
Yeah, but Chachi, I mean, who's going to be next? Max Headroom? I'd love to meet the person who makes your pantsuits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because for Halloween, I wanted to go as a librarian from outer space.
I think that would be a good look on you.
Have you thought about what you're going to be wearing at the debates?
I have no idea, so if you've got suggestions, I'm open to them.
Do you wonder what your opponent might be wearing? I mean,
that red power tie.
Or maybe like a white power tie.
That's even more appropriate.
What's going to be the number one focus of your presidency?
Oh, Zach, it has to be the economy. We need more good jobs with rising incomes.
We need to take a break.
He does this all the time. He asks one serious question.
Right.
And then automatically interrupts it, and he needs to take a break. And then goes to a commercial for Donald Trump.
Oh, Zach, it has to be the economy. We need more good jobs with rising incomes.
We need to take a break. We just need to have a word from our sponsor.
Washington is broken. The truth is, too many politicians are totally controlled by special interests and lobbyists. We're going to make America great again. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
He approves the message.
Why would you play a commercial from my opponent in the middle of our interview?
He paid me in steaks.
I'd be afraid to eat them if I were you.
It's a good cut of meat. I think it's part of the hole. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Mrs. Clinton. We should stay in touch. What's the best way to reach you? Email?
You've got mail. Posted the video, by the way, at the Kevin and Bean Facebook page and Kevin and Bean Twitter if you want to see it. There's more than we had time to play, but that's one of the greatest Between Two Ferns I've ever heard.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Well, the USC Trojans football program is a mess, right?
Yes.
Jim Rome wants to talk about that and other things going on in sports, and he joins us for his weekly visit coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
What does it matter?
What does what matter? What
anything.
What does anything matter?
Yeah.
Well, people love their college football, and they want to see their team win.
Meaningless.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Meaningless because of?
Because of 2009ES.
That is...
It's 2009ES is what it is.
That's the robot on Lost in Space?
That's the giant asteroid that's hurtling toward Earth.
Oh, another one of those?
Okay. How long do we have?
I don't know, about a year.
Tell us more.
Only a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The largest telescope in Asia has picked up the asteroid, which is what they're calling now at this point alarmingly close on a path to collide with the planet Earth. It has the power of 3 billion atomic bombs should it hit the planet.
Sorry. You said 3 billion.
3 billion atomic bombs.
Well, then now that's going to leave a mark.
It is believed to be very close to the size of the asteroid that completely wiped out all the dinosaurs.
Huh.
It's only roughly, they tell you how close it's going to be, it's roughly 18 times the distance between the moon and the Earth.
Wow.
Which in terms of astronomical distances, it's like a flesh wound. It's razor sharp.
Okay.
If there's any slight change in its path whatsoever, it could end us.
This sounds like big news, like something I shouldn't be hearing about from you.
Put that in your pipe.
Put that in my pipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then?
Smoke it.
Okay.
So we've got a year.
Yeah, we trained Bruce Willis and a bunch of his friends to fly up there. And then
they
put a nuke in it, and then they explode it and save Earth. Seen it.
Have a good time with your little jokes. It's all very funny. Until 2009ES. Comes along, wipes that smug look off your face, knocks your cargo shorts right off, knocks your wad of dollar bills right out of your pocket with your Snickers bar, funny boy.
It can't be that big. I am Googling it, and all that's coming up are used Lexuses, so I feel like it should be bigger. Oh my God, your face right now is... Sorry, Ralph.
No, I'm glad you're going to go. I'll sacrifice the whole planet as long as I know you're out.
Don't you guys think that President Trump will have a plan and he'll take care of it?
For sure.
He's got to have the best idea on how to stop this. I was not having any of this
build
nonsense,
a wall around
by
it.
The way.
Build a wall around it?
Right.
Make
whatever
the
it
asteroid
takes.
Pay for it.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
The Weeknd has some new music.
Weeknd. It's just the Weeknd.
Are you familiar with the
spelled,
how it's spelled?
It's spelled without the last E, but...
Oh, is it?
But it's said Weeknd.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you like to pronounce things incorrectly, then you keep going. I'm glad that Asteroid's going to take you out there, by the way. It's got new music, and he worked with those hilarious robots, Daft Punk. Those guys
sweet.
Are working with him. It is a new track off of his highly anticipated sophomore album, Starboy. And the track is called Wild Love. No, I'm sorry. That was the one was out previously. What's this one called? Oh, it's the title
Star
track.
Boy.
It's Starboy. It's the title
Star
track
Boy.
From the new album, Starboy, featuring Daft Punk working with him. Here's a little sound. You're talking money, need a hearing aid. You're talking about me, I don't see a shade. Switch out my side, like to get you laid. My call if I kill any pain. Look what you done. I'm a starboy. Well,
it's very weekendy.
That's some music.
I love that.
That's something that was recorded and then released.
His songs all grow on me, and I end up liking them all.
When I first hear
them, I go, well, there's not much there. But then you hear it a couple of times, you go, oh, now I get it.
But here's the tip. Do not see him live.
It's terrible. Really?
Just stands there. Just him, and he just stands there. Doesn't move.
What would you like him to do?
Anything.
Okay.
Act alive.
What is it about that song that appealed to you, Kevin?
I don't know. I just like the sound of it. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
I don't know.
And in related story to Idiocracy, you know the movie Idiocracy? That's being brought back to theaters before Election Day. How appropriate.
Because everything in it is true.
It is like a documentary now.
It's insane.
This was a sci-fi fantasy comedy directed by Mike Judge back in the day, starring Luke Wilson and Maya Rudolph, Terry Crews, and Dax Shepard. It was really sort of mocked at its time for being so ridiculous and so out there, and it's you're really insulting our intelligence with this nonsense. And now watch it with fresh eyes, because it is uncannily realistic. It is going to be coming back into theaters for one day only on October 4th as a pre-election event. And a portion of the money will be donated to the local League of Women Voters chapters for their nonpartisan efforts to register and educate voters. So if you want to check that out, you can see it at all the Alamo Draft House chain of theaters, which I don't know if we have one here in Southern California or not, but Hollywood Reporter says it's going to be out for one day only for your appreciation, but you can find it on Netflix or
I think I would vote for Terry Crews for president as over any of the choices we have on the ballot right now.
And Mike Judge.
And Tommy Lasorda.
Sure.
Who kicks off today's celebrity birthdays. He's 89 years old today.
Don't forget, say hello to Jay Biondi.
Scott Baio is 56. Billy Piper turns 34. Laura Vandervoort celebrates her 32nd birthday. Tatiana Maslany, you know her as, of course, the star of Orphan Black. Just won an Emmy for her work on that show. She's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That means it's that very special time of week where we catch up with our friend Jim Rome. Lots of ways to hear the broadcast from 9 till noon weekdays. JimRome.com. Or you can wait for the podcast at Play It or iTunes. Jim Rome's Daily Jungle with a roundup of the best from that particular day with the takes and interviews and calls and sound bites and interviews and so much more. Mr. Rome, how are you, sir? Welcome back.
You see, you can have an explosion.
Thank you.
Earned it, Allie.
Jim, thank you.
That's for you, Allie. Another one. Two.
Oh, whoa, slow down.
I love that you had your finger on the button for a week waiting to hit that. That's awesome.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How are you, man?
So good. So good. What's up with y'all?
Well, this USC football program is starting to get a lot of people concerned. We're, you know, fairly recent in the new season, but people are seeing a lot of trouble on the field and even of more concern to people off the field. What's happening? Did a player really punch the coach?
A player really did not punch the coach, but I'm glad you brought this up because they are gripping hard at Heritage Hall. They're 1-2. The coach is Clay Helton. He looks like he's in way over his skis. He's already made a change at quarterback. And to that point, he had to deny a wild rumor. The prized freshman offensive lineman, E.J. Price, left the program after punching him in the face. But the coach was quick to get in front of it by saying, "Come on, man, have you seen my face? I wish he did cave it in."
I got told today that about E.J. Price hitting me, which is funny. I wouldn't be here. I'd be dead. Would may make my face look better.
Good one, coach. Good one, coach. Have you seen my face? I wish he had caved it in. Hey, Clay, stop it. You're killing us. No, really, Clay, stop it. Guys, the kid may not have punched him in the face, but the Utah Utes probably will punch him in the face on Friday night. And what used to be a straight dynasty is now a laughingstock. In fact, worse than a laughingstock, they're now irrelevant. I was coming to work this morning, and I saw some dude with a razor blade taking all the SC stickers off his 750i. They're freaking out. They're freaking out. It's bad.
This E.J. Price, though, I mean, whatever happened in the conversation with the coach, he is no longer a Trojan, right? He left the school.
He's going to leave the school, and what they're saying is he's homesick. He wants to play closer to home. But you know how it is. There's this speculation, and some would argue that where there's smoke, there's fire. Look, I don't think he punched the coach in the face. I think we would know that if he did. But it's gotten that bad that they're speculating about kids punching the coach in the face.
How long does this coach have?
5 years, according to his contract.
I know, but
okay.
How long in reality?
You know, what I'm saying in reality is I'd be shocked if he made it another 5 months, much less 5 years. I mean, this is the wrong guy at the wrong time in the wrong program. But the problem is, I mean, they're rich and they could scratch him that check to make him go away. But it's a job that used to be one of the best in the business. And now it's a job that nobody who's worth anything would go anywhere near because of the dysfunction and how jacked up the situation is. It is really bad. I mean, they're like option 50 in this town now.
Yeah, it's rough. It's funny you should say that because I was watching the Rams Seahawks game last week, and let's move up a weight class to Pro Bowl for a second, and they showed John Robinson in one of the one of the suites there, and I thought, oh, remember the John Robinson days? Remember how sweet those were for USC? You know, it was a totally different experience back then than now. You thought last week, and as a lot of people did, that the Seahawks were going to blow out the Rams. You have some nice things to say about LA today, Jim.
You know, the Rams situation, for those who went to the game, and again, I was in New York, so I was not there, so I can't say what exactly it was like. But the question is, the NFL experience, it's back for the first time in 22 years here. Was it a good thing or not? Judging from the reaction, if you went, you either thought it was the best thing ever or the worst day ever. You know, for instance, people were saying things like, it's back. It was the first time my 12-year-old son's ever seen an NFL game. It was an amazing experience.
Right.
But there were people nitpicking little things like it was 200 degrees outside and they ran out of water at the concession stands before the end of the first half.
I mean, that's
they ran
that's
out
huge.
Of water at a sporting event.
How yeah. does that even happen?
Like, that can't happen. I understand there's a drought here, and we can't be watering our lawn every single day, but we are still allowed to drink water every day, right? Like, if you don't drink enough water, you die, and we're probably lucky nobody did, because 160 people were treated for heat-related issues, and 14 went to the hospital.
Wow.
You can't run out of water or food.
Yeah, water, food, and what are people getting for parking down there by the Coliseum now? Isn't it between $100 and $200 in a lot of those
lots? I think it is. I think it is. And hey, look, the L.A. Coliseum is probably older than the Roman Coliseum. The L.A. Coliseum is like 4,000 years old. I get that. The joint is not equipped to handle 90,000 people at one time. But you can't run out of water. No matter how old that building is, you cannot run out of water.
By halftime.
By halftime.
Yeah.
Bring your own hose. So the answer, to answer the question, those who went, look, the ones who thought ahead and brought their own water and retreated to a win, crappy as that win was, they probably thought the experience ruled. But if you were hot and thirsty and suffering from heat stroke, you probably thought it sucked. But get used to it, because that new building's not done until 2019.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get people to commit to coming back every week if that's going to be the experience. You're right about that.
Well, $100 to park, heat stroke. Crappy games. The paint was peeling and melting off the benches and getting on people's clothes. It's a party. It's all good.
All right. One more NFL note. Two, really, before we let you go. Jim Rome here now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is the league concerned that football, which seemed like every year the ratings were going up and up and up to the being the most popular show on television year after year, week after week, now they're starting to tumble a little bit, and not just by a little. I mean, big percentages these games have been down this year. What's going on, Jim?
I'll tell you what's going on. That's where you're rallying.
Thank you.
That's another one.
Yeah,
I would not sweat the ratings. Let's face it, so far this year, the NFL, which is always the best thing in the world, has not really been that great.
Yeah.
The first couple of weeks have not been that watchable. The games haven't been that competitive, but it is the NFL, and it's still the biggest thing in the world, and it's going to get better and better. And I think we'll get a taste of that tonight. You've got the Patriots and the Texans. Oh. We don't know who's going to start for the Patriots until right before game time. If Bill Belichick wins that game with a rookie third stringer, and he beats the Texans, this guy literally is the GOAT. He's going to go down as the greatest of all time. You can rip the commissioner's name off the football, put the hoodie's name on the football, or a picture of him in his cut-off sleeves, because he is going to be – he'll own the game.
I'd like to see the hoodie play quarterback.
You know he could.
By the way, he might.
Walk in and take a few snaps.
He might, and he'd probably win. That's the thing about this guy. Everything points to them losing tonight. They're actually underdogs at home, which is unheard of. But when everybody's going one way, I'm going to go the other way. I think they find a way to get it done. I think they'll shock the world. And when they do, the hoodie essentially can do and say whatever the hell he wants, which is what he does anyway.
Yeah. How about you, Allie? What are your expectations for the night? And how will it hurt you if they lose, or are you just expecting, hey, what can you do when you lose that many players?
It will not hurt me if they lose, because I thought of the first four, this would be the one they'd lose. I didn't see it happening with a third-string quarterback. I didn't see it happening without Gronk. I didn't see it happening without, you know, starting tackles. I didn't see any of this, and it hurts me. But again, Bill Belichick.
Right.
The girlfriend spitting knowledge.
Right.
Girlfriend spitting knowledge.
Give me an explosion. Give me.
Oh. No, you can't ask for it. You'll get
Dang
it when you
it.
Deserve it. You have to earn that explosion. You can't have an explosion. You can't handle the explosion, Allie.
You can hear 3 full hours of the Jim Rome Show once again today from 9 till noon at jimrome.com. And don't forget, play.it and iTunes for the Jim Rome Daily Jungle. That's the podcast deal. Always a lot of fun, sir. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
Y'all have an amazing week. See ya.
I don't think that worked. I feel like that was the opposite of work. Stop bowing. What's wrong with you? It was not good. It's 8:23. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, it's time for a little Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Bean makes us guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes. I'd like to raise a formal protest about that intro. I don't think any of those sound
I'm Donald bites, Trump, and I approve this message.
I don't think any of those sound bites
He's
really
fine with it.
Appropriate for what we're doing here. All right, Ralph Garman, you ready to play?
Yeah!
Allie McKay, you ready to play?
Yep.
K-Rock's Kevin, you ready to win again like you always
like
do?
Like I do.
I think this is a great list, and I think this is going to be a lot of fun, you guys.
Jeez!
Cheese is a good guess, but I'm sorry. No, not this time. Paste Magazine, which is a pop culture website that deals a lot with movies and television and music and stuff. Very cool site that I look at a lot. They did a list recently that I was interested in where they counted down the best high school TV shows of all time. These are television shows where a lot of, in some cases all of, the plot lines and the characters are set in high school. And when you start to think about it, there have been so many of those over the years, including some great shows. And I thought it might be fun today on Bean Makes His Guess for you guys to try to come up with the top 10 high school TV shows of all time. Now, I will give you just one hint because it was a surprise to me. One of the shows in the top 10 was only set in high school for one season.
Ah!
The rest of its acclaimed seasons were not set in high school. One was the rest of them. It was a continuing plot throughout the entirety of the series. All right, you guys ready to play?
Yes, we are, Bean.
Kevin, you're up first. Ceremonially, you get the first guess. What's in the top 10 of the best high school TV shows of all time?
Freaks and Geeks.
Well, it's only number one on their list. Freaks and Geeks.
Impressed.
Not only.
Why don't you not raise your hand so much, Kevin?
What?
Since Chip wrote that down for you.
Well, I mean, technically she did, but I said it.
Oh, okay.
So I get credit.
Not only one of the best high school shows of all time, just one of the best shows
Amen.
Of all time. Freaks and Geeks, number one on the list. Well done. Ralph Garman, you are on the clock, sir.
Friday Night Lights?
It is number three. Great guess. Yes, Friday Night Lights. Fantastic show. Ran for five seasons. Well done. 1-1. Allie McKay, you're up.
Beverly Hills 90210.
That's a great guess, but I'm sorry. Number 20 on their list.
You Paste Magazine.
All right, Kevin, what say you?
Golden Girls.
I'm not sure.
The O.C.
The O.C. is number 10, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, this is ridiculous.
The O.C. is a great
show,
Allie.
It's a great show. 90210? Are you kidding?
Well, look, it's not my list. It's a matter of personal taste, but I think they're both legitimately on the list.
Whatever.
So, Kevin, you have two.
Yes,
Ralph
I
Garman,
do.
You're up.
The White Shadow.
What is that? Is that a serious guess?
No.
Okay.
There was a great show, though. High school TV shows.
Were they about high school or just the setting might have been
high school? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of, too.
Well, I mean, I think the example is the shows that you've already mentioned. The O.C., Beverly Hills 90210, Friday Night Lights. You know, they're not entirely set in high school, but there are lots of high school age people in the show, and there are scenes in high schools and high school problems.
Smallville?
No, I'm sorry, not in the top 25, but that's a good guess because Clark Kent's in high school in that show.
He was indeed.
Alan McKay, you're up.
Saved by the Mother-Lovin' Bell.
Saved by the Mother Lovin' Bell is number 23
I'm out.
On the list.
I am done. Are you kidding?
Look, Saved by the Bell wasn't a good show.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does
well,
in a list
does,
of
if the, it's
best. The
best. If it's the best high school shows, maybe it does matter.
Whatever. This list is bogus. 90210. No.
You shut up.
You're talking about Chip's choices. You haven't gotten one.
I did. I got the OC.
Our leader, Kevin, you're back
you.
On the clock.
Degrassi.
Degrassi is not in the top 25, but I think that's a pretty good guess, too.
Maybe this popular. Is American shows, Kevin. Maybe that's the difference. Are these American television programs?
Doesn't say, but I also don't see that in the top 25.
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome Back, Cotter is on the list, but not in the top 10. I'm sorry, it's number 12, that one is. Alan McKay?
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, not even top 70.
Is number 15. I'm sorry. You are slaying it between 15 and 25,
Allie. Allie takes high school things very seriously.
She really does.
Yeah. I think she stopped really developing around 17.
Well,
I think she's kind of locked in there.
By the way, I think Dawson's Creek at 15 sounds about right to me. How about you guys
for high school shows?
All right, K-Rex Kevin, let's go around one more time. What do you say?
Teen Wolf.
Oh, what a great guess. No.
Thank you.
It's a movie, not a TV show.
Why don't you shut up?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm just saying.
TV show also on MTV, but didn't make the list here. I'm sorry. Ralph Garman, your final guess.
Oh, boy. Boston Public.
That is number 19 on the list. Very well done, but not in the top 10. I'm sorry. Alan McKay, your final guess, please.
One Tree Hill.
No.
Of course not.
Of course.
She says just angry.
Because the game is rigged, right, apparently, against
the rigged system.
This
the rigged
is the
game.
Worst.
A lot of people are telling me this high school list is rigged.
Here are the shows in the top 10 list from Pace Magazine. Number one, as Kevin correctly identified, was Freaks and Geeks. Number two was Daria, that I bet a lot of people were screaming in their car, thinking about Daria on MTV.
Chip wrote down Daria on my paper, and I was like, nope.
Number three was Friday Night Lights. Number four was a little show called The Wonder Years that perhaps you guys might have enjoyed.
It
number
was
five.
Junior High!
Yeah, come on!
Boom!
By the way, started in junior high, I think ended up in high school. Number five was My So-Called Life, one of my favorite high school TV shows of all time. Number six was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
How did we not think of that?
Yeah. Number seven was Veronica Mars.
How did we not think of that?
Because this list is sucky and sucks and is
both of those are
sucky
good
town suckiest.
Deserve to be in the top.
But you don't think about them as high school shows. You think about them as vampire shows.
Yeah,
and,
I guess.
And
but they're
crime fighting shows.
Set in high school, though.
Yeah, but still.
Number eight, the one I tried to give you a hint on, one season of this program was set in high school. The rest were set in police stations.
You can't say that, Raul.
Number nine.
Although what you said is correct. You're
number nine was Boy Meets World, by the way. It was number nine on the list.
I'm out. I'm done. We're done.
You were out. Small Wonder, number 10. What kind of BS list is this?
And number 10 was The OC. So there you go.
Wait, now, hold, please. What was the
you
score?
You won, Kevin.
What was the score?
I believe Kevin actually did.
For the first time.
Has been Bean Makes Us
sell
after
that's coming up next
after the close, I thought, but okay, all right, we can sell now.
WWE tickets, you want those? We're going to give them to you, and you also qualify for ringside seats if you want to play a game next. You have to come up with the trivia question, and you have to stump Rodney, who we've been told is a huge WWE fan.
Loves wrestling.
And that's a surprise to me. He doesn't look like the kind of guy who would be down with WWE.
Oh, he does to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He used to wrestle.
Body slamming left and right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know we have a lot of people who love the WWE, who have been following it for a long time. You've got favorite wrestlers. You know things about these wrestlers. You know things about the events over the years. So if you can stump Rodney Bingenheimer, you will win your way into Monday Night Raw coming to Staples Center on October the 3rd. Tickets on sale now through Access.com and qualify for a pair of ringside tickets. 1-800-520-1067. We'll play the game next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It
All
is
right.
20 minutes.
K-Rock, K-Rock. You.
Right. Hey, Rodney.
Rodney on the Rock Show. Rodney in the morning.
Nope, still Kevin and Bean Show, but we're glad to see you. How are you?
Bingenheimer. All right.
Hey, Rodney.
106.7 K-Rock.
Right.
It's Rodney and the Rock in the mornings.
Okay, well.
From now on.
No.
Just tune in every morning.
We're just giving away some tickets to WWE right now.
The bad men are gone, and the good
the bad
guys are finally win.
The bad guys are still here.
Hey, Rodney, we know that you do your late night, Sunday night show here in K-Rock, and you love to play new music, and particularly music from the 80s.
I love the 80s.
That's your favorite, right? It's your favorite decade of music. How do you feel about the 90s?
Hate the 90s.
Okay. But I wanted just to advise you, because there's been some confusion with some of your previous appearances. That's not what this is about at all. We're not really talking about music today. You're here because we understand that you're a big WWE fan.
Oh,
you love
right.
the wrestling.
Love
right?
the wrestling.
Okay,
you
great.
Well, that was surprising. I got to be honest.
I used to wrestle in high school.
Did you?
I'm wearing a singlet now.
Well, you are.
You
I
are.
Was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Black singlet.
We're going to give away tickets
very
for
slimming.
It looks good on you. WWE Monday Night Raw at Staples Center October 3rd. Plus, you qualify for a pair of ringside tickets if you can.
All
stump
right, Ringo.
Rodney.
Nope. Ringo side.
Can you stop Rodney? Can you stop Rodney?
Yeah.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
All right, so again, the questions are going to be about the WWE.
Right.
That's what we're looking for here, Rodney.
And Ringo why don't we tickets.
Nope. Why don't we start with Diana? She's in Los Angeles. She would like to win the tickets. Let's see if she can stump Rodney with her trivia question.
Hey, Diana.
Hi.
Stump Rodney. Good luck. He knows everything.
Okay. What other famous wrestler is Roman Reigns related to?
Sinead O'Connor.
Okay. Now, does that really sound right to you? Sinead O'Connor? She's not a wrestler.
No.
Sheena Easton.
What's the answer, Diana?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
See, mm-hmm. I thought you would know that one. That's pretty fairly well known, Rocky.
All right. What'd I win?
You didn't win anything, but Diana won tickets.
Yeah.
And she's in the drawing. Congratulations, Diana. Hold on.
Also Rikishi, by the way. His cousin.
See, that's Allie wrong. Knows. Right?
Right?
Let's go to Joe.
Stump Alley.
Laguna Niguel, line two, please. Joe is up next trying to stump Rodney for WWE tickets.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Now, before you ask your question, Joe, Rodney, the answer is going to be related in some way to the WWE.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
What is the name of Shawn Michaels' finishing move?
Belinda Carlisle.
Why right. does that sound like a wrestling move to you?
Is it Belinda Carlisle,
Joe? Belinda Carlisle.
That's not it. What is it?
Sweet chin music.
Sweet chin music.
All right.
All right. We'll accept it, and we will see you at WWE Monday Night Raw at Staples Center October 3rd. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Rodney, do you like the lady wrestling? Do you watch the Divas at all?
Glow.
Okay, good. Well, let's go to
that's a
good,
glow.
Good start. Let's go
gorgeous,
to Andrew, line four.
Gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Okay. That's right.
It was
all right.
In the 80s.
Right.
The farmer's daughter.
That's correct. Let's see how current you are with the lady wrestlers.
She had all right. a corn cob.
Andrew in Los Angeles.
Yes, she did.
Stump Rodney.
All right. Who was the first diva to win the Divas title?
Tony Basil. All right.
Is it Tony Basil?
Oh, Mickey, you're so
no.
fine.
No.
What'd I win?
Who is it?
It's Michelle McCool.
Well, Rodney didn't know that one, so you've won your way into Money Night Raw. Congratulations.
Boomtown
thank you for
Rats.
I'm giving away three pair of tickets here, Rodney, with three
right.
questions. I don't feel like you're doing well.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to line seven, please, down to San
Wish
Pedro.
I cared more about your feelings.
And say hi to Leanne. a little attitude from Rodney this morning. Wow.
I don't feel I'm doing well.
Hey, Leanne.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Stump Rodney.
All right.
All right. Who was the only wrestler to pick up and slam Yokozuna at SummerSlam?
Spandau Ballet. All right.
What's the answer, Leanne?
Lex Luger.
Well, it doesn't sound like you got that one right either,
no.
Rodney. I'm sorry, but that's good news for Leanne.
Vega.
Not Suzanne Vega. You have won the tickets. Congratulations. Let's do one more. Let's bring it back to the present and go to Brian line five, please. He's in Whittier.
All right. Hey, Brian.
Love the present.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. Stump Rodney. Good luck.
Okay. What former WWE wrestler just made his UFC debut?
Oh, there you go.
Thomas Dolby. All right. Science.
Okay, but he's not no WWE. There's no UFC. None of that with him.
Brian, the answer
science.
Is?
The answer is CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Sound familiar, Ronnie? We just had him on the show.
No,
wait. You
the tied
answer.
It up, and now I can't find anything.
Right, but I'm saying he just gave you the answer.
Science.
Right. Science indeed.
Congratulations.
Right.
Brian, you're going as well. Enjoy. And thank you for stumping Rodney.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wig wham bam.
Spaceman by the Killers on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky apparently is responsible for Brad and Angelita breaking up. I hear it's on him, and he'll explain when we talk to him coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, for a Thursday morning, it's Ralph Garman time and the Showbiz Beat.
New TV, a lot of new TV happening. It's that time of year, fall season, where new shows are hitting and missing. And so far, the hits, at least for NBC, This Is Us, Tuesday night, did very well with 10 million total viewers.
It's a good show, Ralph. Do you see that?
No. Making it the most watched regular program in its time slot nearly 6 years for NBC.
So wow.
Congratulations for them. And then NCIS, of course, was the most watched program of that evening with $15.6 million. But it did very well as a lead-in for a new show with Michael Weatherly, formerly of NCIS, Bull, which had 15.5 million viewers. So some of these new shows are already catching on, people.
I love Designated Survivor. I loved with Kiefer Sutherland.
I'm excited to see that.
So good.
Excited.
So good. Do we have a favorite that we want to put our money on as the one that's likely to be the first canceled? Is there anything that's struck you guys so far?
I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of new stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing Pitch tonight. I can't wait to see Pitch because my buddy Mark Paul Gosler's in it, and it's getting great reviews, and I'm not much of a baseball fan, but this is a fascinating story of the first female professional baseball player. She's a pitcher in that. Looks good. I'm going to check that out tonight. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan They have decided they're going to invest $3 billion into scientific research in order to rid the world of all diseases by the end of the century. Well, that's nice of them. Is that all? Is that all they want to do is just rid the world of all diseases? Is that their plan?
That's quite a lot of money.
It is, Kevin. It's $3 billion. Mark wrote on Facebook, today just four kinds of diseases cause the majority of deaths. We can make progress on all of them with the right technology. This is about the future we want for our daughter and children everywhere. So all the money will go into the new Interdisciplinary Research Center at Stanford University, as well, as the University of California, San Francisco, and UC Berkeley as well. So by the end of the century, boom, no more diseases. It's going to get awful crowded.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
I am glad that he married a pediatrician. Because I wonder if that's what kind of led him in this direction.
Look,
of thinking
I don't
about
think she
like
wants
that.
To have sex with kids. I don't think it's fair of you to paint
no,
her
no,
in
no,
that
no.
light. I don't think she's
no.
that
she's
interested
a pedophile.
At all.
That's very different.
I think
she's a
doctor seems like
a who
nice
treats
lady,
children.
And she seems like she likes adults. So I don't know why you would smear her that way.
She's a baby doctor, is what I'm saying.
She is a baby and a doctor.
Right?
How smart is she?
She's a genius.
That's incredible that she could be a doctor with still a still as a baby. She must have the smallest stethoscope.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right.
And congratulations to Megan Fox. She's got a new gig. She is the brand ambassador for the legendary naughty lingerie line, Fredericks of Hollywood.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, that's a great question, Dave. Boy, Fredericks of Hollywood, boy, back in the day, that count, that the catalog. Oof. Right?
Right. I'm afraid where you're going to go with this.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It was useful.
Right.
It was
right.
A useful tool.
That's what I was afraid.
In my
right?
early adolescence
mm-hmm.
came in handy.
Right.
It's part of the arsenal, was it?
Right.
Handy.
Right.
I understand. You don't
right.
need to do the hand Amen. Motions. We
right.
They would have not just lingeries, but like lingerie like the nipple region was cut out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what use that would be for any woman ever, unless you were nursing or something. I never understood really why they would have bras that had the nipple area cut out, but it made for good viewing.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And she's going to be modeling that one?
I don't know about that, but
oh.
she will be the new brand ambassador, and she will also be designing some lingerie for the company as well, and she will be modeling as well. So spring 2017 is be the first her first designs will hit the market. No word on when she will start posing yet. But
has Dave complained yet in the other room? You know his big complaint about Megan Fox.
Oh,
right?
Don't even bring it up.
Megan Fox, why do you have weird thumbs?
Right, remember? Can't get into her because her thumbs are weird.
That boy's got problems.
Well, he can be picky. Look at
right?
You can see why.
When you look like that.
Yeah. It's like a Mexican Brad Pitt. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tommy Lasorda is 89 years old today. Scott Baio is 56. Billy Piper, former Doctor Who companion, 34 years old. Laura Vandervoort celebrates her 32nd birthday. Tatiana Maslany is 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
Dr. Drew Pinsky is on the line. His final HLN show airs this afternoon at 4 p.m. Are you doing something special today on the TV, Doc?
We're a little bit. We're going to talk about Brad Angelina like everybody else, and then we're going to just review a bunch of clips. Experiences we had over the last 5 years, and we're being some of our, our favorite guests are joining me. It'll be fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Catherine, is he going to be one of them?
Hopefully. I'm trying to twist the guy's arm. He doesn't want to come to the party afterwards, but at least get him on set.
When are you going to be transitioning into whatever your new role is going to be over on the mothership CNN?
I think pretty much immediately, like officially in December, but I'll be a senior correspondent over there. When you say I'll be transitioning, I thought you were going to announce that I'm going to become a woman. But
I just meant switching channels is all.
No, yeah, I'm switching channels.
We're going to leave that announcement to you, Dr. Drew.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we don't want to steal your thunder.
Right. Huh? Okay, well, I'll get around to it.
All right. Well, listen, you brought up Brad and Angelina, and you're right. Everybody is talking about it. And part of the reason is because they've been in our lives for a long time. We feel we know them. We admire them. We like them. It was a little bit of a shock because from the outside, and of course, there's no way of knowing what it's like inside their house. But from the outside, you look at them and you go, these are people who have it together. They've got it going on. They're smart and they're beautiful and they're talented and they're good-hearted. If it doesn't work for them, how's it going to work for me? Is that a stupid way to look at it when you hear the news, Doctor?
Yes, for sure, man. I hope you say that with your tongue deeply embedded in your cheek. But
he doesn't.
And he doesn't?
No.
He means it. Please, no. But it's an interesting reminder of that just because, you know, these are A-list people that found each other, and who better than these two? I mean, finally the two top of the Heat found each other. It's a perfect match. No, that has nothing to do with a good marriage or a good relationship. Back in 2010, I did a Huffington Post article where I predicted this. I knew this was going to happen. And I was, as usual, crapped on and vilified. How dare I suggest these perfect people? Look.
Why did you break them up?
Thanks, Kevin. Angelina had a long history of drug use and cutting and bizarre behavior, and all of a sudden that all gets sort of glossed over. It gets plastered over with this perfection. That stuff that she was manifesting 15 years ago does not go away without long-term intensive treatment. You go from that behavior to glossing it over to jumping into this perfect relationship, pile on a bunch of kids. He certainly doesn't have a history of great relationships. The way he treated Jennifer Aniston spoke volumes about his lack of empathy. And I thought, oh, these are the kinds of people that have these pathologies, proclivities. They find each other, they have these very intense relationships, but they always erupt in disaster. Hmm. And I thought, oh, my God, they're trying to use kids to glue it together. This is going to be a catastrophe.
So you made that prediction, and 6 short years later, it came true.
Thank you. Well, I was clairvoyant, my bean. How dare you suggest that it took so long for it to unfold? I didn't say it was going to happen the next day. I said eventually. In fact, I was not even giving an interview. Somebody was interviewing me about some other couple, and she goes, well, how do you evaluate these people? And I go, let me take an extreme case. And I said, you won't print this, right? Let me just give you an example. And I described to her how easy it would be to tell that Brad and Angelina were going to have trouble. And then she printed it. And then I took endless crap about it. And now I want an apology from everybody. Come on now.
How many people apologize to you, Dr. Drew?
Zero ever.
So, look, again, she's not a patient of yours. You haven't treated her. You don't know.
Absolutely true. Just looking at the behavior and what she said about herself. She has said she's done every drug. There were opiates. There's cutting. We have the dad, John Voight, begging people, telling us. Remember when he was begging her to get help? And
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
She's so ill, help her. You don't go from that to the perfect mom. You don't. Now, with intensive treatment over long term, and then maybe one day a stable, boring young man comes along, she could have a good relationship. It's not Brad Pitt. It's not Brad Pitt. That's not going to work.
But we haven't seen anything, not what the only thing we've ever seen about Angelina Jolie in the last 5 years has been the good works that she's done as an ambassador for the UN and going around and feeding kids and trying to make people better and donating money and time and everything like that. There's never a story of her overdosing or getting into a fight or screaming or kicking or missing a plane or not showing up for work. I mean, isn't it possible that she is healthy?
It's possible. No. I don't want to suggest that. Thank you, Bean, for clarifying that. I don't want to suggest that she's somehow a disturbed person or a sick person. I'm saying she's the kind of person that's going to have real trouble in a relationship, and she's going to have real trouble with a guy like Brad Pitt. That's all I'm saying. Thank you for clarifying that. And not only real trouble, when it breaks up, it's going to be, oh, my God. It's going to be that movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith they did where they're trying to assassinate each other.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be bad. And it's, you see the first volley starting right now. Unlimited resources, enthusiastic attorneys, 7 kids. And that's the other thing to remind yourself. I mean, these are, 8 lives are just destroyed by this. It is very, very sad.
Let me ask you to comment on just one more angle of this story that got a lot of play this week, and that is there were those who were speculating that some of the split seemed to be because Brad Pitt won't stop smoking weed, and Angelina Jolie had enough of that. Is that fairly common in relationships? Do you run into that a lot, Dr. Drew, with couples you talk to?
I don't run into so much with weed. I run into it with weed when it prevents men from working or functioning and that kind of thing. I don't run into it merely because they don't like that he's smoking or drinking. And I don't buy it. That doesn't pass the sniff test for me. I mean, that may be one of the things she's alleging, but that's not the reason. That's just not.
Gotcha. All right. Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood today from noon till 3 on KABC. And the final episode of Dr. Drew on HLN airs this afternoon at 4. And don't forget, drdrew.com is where you want to go for so much more in terms of live appearances and podcasts and everything else. Good talk. Thanks so much for coming on, sir.
Yep.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
I like ball play.
All right. We're out in the air, actually, Allie. We've got to let Ralph do his thing here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning.
Time.
What's going on?
Have other things to handle here.
You got to look when that light goes on, Allie. That means we're live.
Quick salute to Leston Lawrence, 35 years old. He's my boy.
How's he your boy?
Because I always held that to be a great criminal, you need to be smarter than a great lawman.
Right.
You have to be more clever to be successful as a criminal than you have to be to be a law-abiding citizen.
That's true.
The best criminals are the sharpest. And Leston, man, he was my boy until he got caught.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He worked at the Royal Canadian Mint. He was a mint employee. And he was able to steal $180,000 in gold from the mint.
Wow.
He stole it 7 ounces at a time.
Over how many years, does it say?
Let me see.
It looked to me like it was just over the matter of a few weeks.
Yeah, it doesn't say here, but I probably about that. He was taking the money to the bank. He was depositing checks at his bank from a gold buyer. He would sell the gold, then bring the check in. But they noticed it was for the same amount every time, and the teller started to get suspicious. And then they noticed that he worked at the mint at the bank. Mm. And they said, he's bringing us a check from a gold buyer every week for the exact same amount, and he works at the mint. Something suspicious. So they looked into it, and they realized that he was taking exactly 7 ounces of gold out every time, and they couldn't figure out how he was smuggling it out. And turned out he would, it was exactly the size of what they call a scooping spoon, where they go into the molten gold and they pull it out with a spoon, and it pulls out just a 7 ounce chunk.
Right.
And then he would just let it cool.
Uh-huh.
And then just stick it where the sun don't shine.
Just keister it?
Yep. He was gold butt. He was gold sphincter. That's how he would get his gold out. It's perfect plan. It's a genius plan. Not greedy, just 7 ounces of gold a time.
But he should have varied the size of it, apparently.
Or sold it at other places. Right? Or hoarded some and sold it all in one big lump sum. It wasn't marked. It was perfect. It was just raw, molten gold out of his butt.
Is it butt stuff?
Yes.
How do you sell butt gold?
No, he's...
Clean that off pretty good, don't you?
No, he got arrested.
Shiny hiney.
I'm so sad.
That's what he needs. Mm-hmm. Shiny hiney.
His hiney was already shiny. It was gold.
It's true.
Well, how much shinier does his hiney have to
be?
Well,
I think he just has to clean that with the shiny hiney.
You don't know, man.
Okay.
You know, it's so interesting. When I read that story, Ralph, I thought this mint and all mints, they must have they think they have everything handled, every possible security infraction.
Gold butt!
They probably
they
had him
didn't
going through.
Think about gold butt.
They probably look at your briefcase when you
right,
leave, and you know,
look at your sphincter.
Right. Even if they search you, they're not going to find that. It's pretty genius.
You need a gold sniffing sphincter dog.
Is that a thing?
Sure.
Where do you go to get that?
Oh, you know, golden retriever would do it, I guess. He's not worried about posting bad weather because he says he's got money out the ass. So it's going to be
good news.
He's going to be fine. So. Salute.
I hope it was worth it, my friend, because you've got a night in the clink coming up.
Yeah, I guess so. Bill Murray, to celebrate his birthday this week, is launching his own line of golf clothing. Yes, Carl Spackler and Shove. He's got some golf out of the butt. So you got that going for him. It's a series of polos, buttons-up, golf shorts, hats, T-shirts, all inspired by the world's most irreverent golfer, Bill Murray, as it says so in his collection. You can buy pieces online now. Limited pieces are at thechive.com, and then the full line goes on sale next month. So, Bill Murray, an avid, some would say manic golfer, now selling his stuff, the William Murray
Golf
Club.
Well, golf's not a sport. It's fine, don't get me wrong, but let's not you and I confuse it with things that men do.
It's in the hole! And while we're talking about showbiz clothes, Nike has announced November 28th will be the release date for its wildly anticipated Nike HyperAdapt 1.0 sneakers. These are inspired by the classic Michael J. Fox movie Back to the Future. That's right. These are the ones Michael wore where you put your feet in the shoes and bloop, automatically laces them up for you.
Well, they were right on it timing-wise for that anniversary.
Right, it took a little longer than originally anticipated. And when's that move? Last year was the anniversary?
Maybe. I don't know.
We actually traveled to? So they were a year off, Kevin. Oh, sorry.
I'm saying this.
What are you inventing over there?
I can tie my shoes. I know that.
You don't have to now because the HyperAdapt auto lacing
From what I've learned from the movie Back to the Future, one of the best movies, that could be very devastating to know too much about your own future.
Because
in that sense, you by knowing about too much about your own future, you could screw up the present past.
Right.
Oh, I didn't look at it that
way.
That's
a good point. When am I going to get the jackets? The sleeve length automatically matches your arm. All these things we need from that movie.
I don't feel like we need that.
Hoverboard? You want a hoverboard?
Yeah, I do want a hoverboard.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dodgers legend Tommy Lasorda is 89 years old today. Ah,
don't forget,
Tommy.
Say hello to Jane Biondi.
Hey, Jane. Tommy says hi. Whenever I think of Tommy Lasorda, I always think of the San Gennaro feast that Jimmy Kimmel and Frank Capitelli put on each and every year. It's a fun event celebrating the Italian festival there in Hollywood. And Tommy's almost always there every year. And boy, does he like meatballs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can just find him usually at a table in a corner just with like just an ass full of meatballs. Like that guy was smuggling gold. That's all Tommy smuggles meatballs. He loves
meatballs. I think he eats them.
He does eat them.
Yeah. Okay.
But whenever I think of Tommy Sawyer, that's what the image that flashes in my head. Him just by himself, just shoveling meatballs in his mouth.
It's so funny, by the way, with all the talk about Vin Scully's impending retirement and all the years he's been with the Dodgers since 1950, Tommy Lasorda was already there on the Dodgers when Vin started.
Yeah.
And he's still going.
Right. So whatever with Vin is what you're saying, right? Screw Vin. That's what you're saying,
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Being at KRock.com.
I'm saying, what are the chances you have two guys who are both on the same, working in the same organization for 67 years? It's insane.
Scott Baio is 56 years old today. Billy Piper of Doctor Who's 34. Laura Vandervoort turns 32. And Tatiana Maslany, Orphan Black herself, 31 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Late on that bell for Tatiana there, Bean.
Well, I had this up with my other hand, and I was trying to decide whether to play it when he was talking about Tatiana. Ew. This Tommy Lasorda.
And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
And then I decided not to play it. Well, glad you didn't play it.
And then just go with the bell instead. So I had hands going everywhere, and I couldn't hit everything at the same time. Sorry.
On your drive home this afternoon, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. That means we've got the movie beat. We've got R.J. Bell from Las Vegas with his Week 3 NFL picks. We are going to talk to Landon Donovan from the L.A. Galaxy and live music from the Strumbellas tomorrow morning on an all-new show.